USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to a story about sending troops to the Middle East to deal with Iran.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely. We have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that. Where was that story? In the New York Times? Well, the New York Times is fake news.
President Trump remains optimistic about resolving the growing trade war with China. Meanwhile, Republican Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming tells Fox News that a lot needs to be done to get a solution on trade.
You know, I'm from Wyoming. We have products that we sell overseas, beef, chona, natural gas, coal. It's important for us to be able to trade. The president is right to hold China accountable.
President Trump is expecting to meet with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that he told Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov that the United States would not tolerate future Russian interference in American elections. Pompeo says he told Lavrov that interference in American elections is unacceptable, and if the Russians were engaged in that in 2020, it would put our relationship at risk in an even worse place than it already has been. Currently, Secretary of State Pompeo is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Former President Jimmy Carter recovering from a fall. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015.
Carter is in good spirits, although he's a little disappointed he'll miss the final week of turkey hunting in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to an early Facebook investor, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have too much power in our lives. Roger McNamee is author of the new book titled Zucked. He joins Fox News and talks about why him and others are now saying something has to be done regarding Facebook.
Fundamentally, what Chris Hughes is talking about is really important, that Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have far too much power in our lives. They're the most important voice in democracy in every country in which they operate. They're not elected, they're not accountable, and they've allowed the system that makes them so much fun and so interesting to play with become a tool for bad actors to harm innocent people, and they've just lost control of it, and we need to have major intervention to protect people.
As far as how Facebook is dangerous, McNamee says...
So the issue, Steve, is that there's a couple aspects of the problem. The first is that the business model is really about grabbing our attention. So the first thing they do is they want to get you to build a habit. And for many of us, the habit tips over into an addiction, a behavioral addiction.
You got to check. I got to see if I got a like on that.
I always ask people, I say, when do you check your phone first thing in the morning? Is it before you pee or while you're peeing? Because for everybody, it's pretty much in that range. And when they get you there, then they need to keep your attention. And the way they do that is by promoting the stuff that is most compelling to us. And sadly, that turns out to be hate speech, disinformation, and conspiracy theories.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.